Simen Kuf Nun Halacha Ches. Kol Adam Tzarech Lifkoi Des Ishter Belel Tefilasai. Every man is required to join his wife on the night of when she goes to the mikvah. V'layla Shelefnei Yitzias L'Derech, and on a night before he departs on a trip. Im Eino Helech L'Dvar Mitzvah, if he's not traveling for Dvar Mitzvah. In the case, though, she may excuse him if she allows it. Kol Reish Ishter Mishtadalta B'Maratzai Say. Also, whenever one notices his wife is courting him or acting affectionately toward him, umekashetes atzmo lefanav, or dressing up for him, kedei sheitin daitola, in order to attract his attention, chayev lefakta v'afilu shloi b'shas einah, so he's obligated to join her even if it's not the time of her einah. V'hav yon le banim hagunim, and if he does so, he'll have worthy children with her. Aval im tayafta bepev mamash, but if she actually demands marital relations of him explicitly, he chafutza v'harehi kezaina, she's brazen, she's acting like a zainav asa l'kaima, and he's asur to keep her as a wife. Halacha tas afkashu etzel, even when he is together with her, v'leichav l'anasa, he should not intend for his own pleasure. Ela ka'adam shu parei achayva, rather he should feel that he is like one who is discharging his obligation. It's obligated to fulfill her mitzvah, and to be mekayim the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to procreate. So he can have children among those of Klal Yisrael who are involved in Torah and fulfill mitzvahs. Similarly, if she's pregnant, his intention is for the benefit of the child. During the first 3 months of pregnancy, Tashish kasher l'isha v'kasher l'vad. Tashish is detrimental for the woman and detrimental to the fetus. Emtzayim, the middle 3 months, kasher l'isha yafel l'vad, is detrimental for the woman but beneficial for the fetus. Acharenim, the last 3 months, yafel l'isha v'yafel l'vad. Shetaychach yitzim alubam mezeres, for through this a child will emerge clean and vigorous. Shaper dummy, it is. If this is his intention, it's also proper. Then, and if his intention is to safeguard himself through having relations with her, in order that he should not be tempted to do an avera, for he sees that his yitzhara is overpowering him, and he's very desirous of that thing, and he has relations with his wife in order to satisfy desire and avoid doing avera with other people. Even this, he's mekabel schar. Ach yaseh tov hayelo, but it's actually really better for him. Lidchos es yitzor, lichvos yaseh, to repel his yitzor and conquer rather than to placate it through his wife. Ki eiver katan yesh b'adam, for there's a small member in a man that has a peculiar characteristic. Marivoy seveya, if one starves it, it is satisfied. Masbi arayev, if one starves it, it is satisfied, must be a rav, but if one satisfies it, it is hungry. In any event, in all these cases, relations are proper and at least somewhat meritous. Aval mi she'ein etzarech ladavar, or if one who does not have a particular need for this thing, ela k'shema oiro taivasa k'dei lamalois taivasa, but he arouses a desire in order to then be able to fulfill a desire. Zuhi etzes atzes yetzahara, this is through the counsel of the yetzahara. Halacha Yud. Misha Neach Loi, one for whom it's practical, Yesh Loi, Lazar Shloi, Shamish Loi, Betchilas Alayla, should be careful not to have relations in the beginning of the night, Loi B'Sefer, nor in the end, Elabim Tzosba, rather than the middle of the night. In the early nighttime hours, and the early people are up and about, and hearing them might lead them to think about another woman during relations. Therefore, it is preferable to have relations in the middle of the night. However, this applies only to one whom it's practical. If one finds that holding himself back in the manner will trigger improper thoughts that might lead to he should not adopt this stringency, and he can have relations in the beginning and at night as well. Upon waking, one should not touch his member even for the purpose of having relations until he washes his hands properly. Like, which is three times in a row, like we explained by Hilchos and Tehillos Yadayim.